So, good morning, everyone. It's been a long time since I stood at the front here, right? So as Dan explained, I'll be kicking off our vision series, and usually we'd have like a one-off standalone vision talk at the beginning of the year, and this year we're going to do it a bit differently. We've got a vision series. We're going to be, over the next 7 weeks or so, we're going to be giving you our statement of intent for River Church. It's going to be our signpost of where we're heading, and hopefully over the next year and over the next season to come, you'll be able to hear in any of our talks on Sunday morning or different things we're doing, you'll be able to point backwards towards this vision series and saying, and that's where that talk ties into this, or that's where that talk ties into that. And so we'll be doing this over the next 7 weeks, so through the rest of January, through February, we're going to be exploring some of these themes so we can really clearly get to grips and get to see what God's been talking to us as a leadership team about, and we're looking to share and explore with you guys. We've started this journey, but it is a journey we're on, and we're really super excited to see this, because we've also seen what God started doing in the global church. And I don't spend too much time reflecting back on this. I just want to make a point now that actually we spent some time looking at what's happening in the global church and how that actually ties in quite tightly with what's been going on in our church. It's not like God's doing something different in all the other churches out there and different things, and then in our church something different. It really does interweave together. So it's really exciting to see where River Church has a place in the wider community, so, and the wider network. So let's kick off, and we're going to be having a key theme of rivers. Beth was very confused when I put this up. She's like, is that a river or is it an elephant? And you have to really, really squint and twist your head to see an elephant there. So I apologize if you do see an elephant. But it is actually a river. And this is going to be a key theme through our vision series. And as River Church, we've got kind of like a strong tie to rivers, don't we? They resonate with us a bit. And our core verse, Ezekiel 47, is our core verse. It's been that. It's been part of our DNA for a long time, and it's written up in full there. Obviously, we shorten that down a bit when we phrase it, and this provides our shared river vision across all of our river churches across the four. And that vision itself, to remind everyone, is to bring the life of Jesus and his kingdom wherever we are. So that ties strongly into that Ezekiel 47 verse 9. And again, this is River's DNA. This isn't changing. This still backs us. This still is what we're doing. And anything that we're sharing on top of today expands further off our current vision. And we're going to be titling this vision series Rivers of Life, or River of Life rather. Sorry. Now, I mentioned very briefly about our vision, and we also have our values, and they've been staring at us in the face for a long period of time, and hopefully they are seared into your retinas, look, love, and live. And if our vision is our why we do it, our look, love, and live is the how we do it. How we look on the face of Christ, how we love everyone we meet, and how we live like heaven is near. And for this next season, we're going to be sharing some new visual prompts. And don't worry, like I said, our vision and our values aren't disappearing anywhere. They're still there. But because it's really important to have that visual prompt on a regular basis, we're going to be sharing with you a bit later on in true Adam style. I'll leave you on a cliffhanger. We'll come back to it later. And we'll be exploring some of those in a bit. My message this week is titled Looking Back to Look Forward. And we can't deny that as River Church, that God is good, that God is with us. And we've seen some amazing things over the last season, over the last few years. And we're going to be over my message looking back at some of these in order to then look forward into this next season that we're stepping into. We've been really, really blessed, or rather even I have been really, really blessed with the really solid foundations that this church stands upon. And it comes from River's past leadership and past leadership teams and those that have invested in the church. And it's because those people have really listened to God. They have heard God's voice and they've stepped in the direction that God's been leading them. And it sets a really solid foundation for us to continue doing the same. And a real clear example of what we're following. So like I said, I'm going to spend the rest of this message looking back to where we've been, where we are now, and where we're going. So to kick off, where have we been? Now, I'm going to have to read a lot off here because there's a lot to write down and to read out, and I don't want to miss anything, and I'm bound to. But we have continued in this over the last year. We've continued to enlarge our tents. We have continued to stretch out our guy ropes and peg them deep into the ground. That was a vision that we set 2 years ago as the leadership team and reinforced last year. And we have welcomed new people into our church family. We've also welcomed back some old friends. Not necessarily old, but you know what I mean. And we've reached out into our community with events and with support. Some of that support we've provided has been a partnership with other churches in Maidenhead. And while I'm talking about other churches, we've deepened our connections and our relationships with other churches across our town. Our youth work's grown. You might not be able to necessarily see that on a Sunday morning, but we have a thriving youth group that meets every Tuesday evening. And with that youth, we've taken them away to a summer camp. We've run a youth alpha right here in this school with the students here in Altwood. We've had to start at River Tops because we have a growing number of little ones in our church. We have kicked off and started the 20s and 30s community. And we spend time doing life together, but also we spend time in prayer and worship. We've baptized four people, four members of our fellowship, and I've heard of countless moments where people have accepted God into their life over this last year. And that is through the patience and the faith of you guys being out there sharing and caring for others and sharing faith. Our house groups, they're flourishing. We've got multiple prayer groups interceding over us and over the town on a weekly basis. We have run, I think it's been seven. I didn't want to bother Kerry because she's away. But I think we've run seven emotionally healthy spirituality and emotionally healthy relationship courses. And these encourage us to deepen our faith and grow. Our Capdent Centre has continued to grow, and we've had Janet join the team in the last year, and we've also started to work with some other churches with links with CAP, running courses and connecting with other churches, which has been amazing. So by all measures, we are a thriving church, and there's no need to slow down either. We are, I believe, we're doing everything in good, in a really good way. But before we go any further, I just want us to pause just for a moment and be thankful. I just want everyone just to think back over what I just shared. And there's lots of things that I also haven't shared because I didn't have time to add into the message or I've forgotten about. So please forgive me. But let's just take a moment just to consider one of those elements and just be thankful in yourself. Be thankful to God. Yeah, thank you, Father God. Let's continue to look back. Let's look back at our teaching over the last season. Ian said, I've got an especially big slide deck. It's because of this. We're going to stack out some of the different teachings we've been over. So we've been exploring the people of God, specifically those Old Testament characters that we know, or we do now, know very well. We've journeyed on signs of new life, the signs that Jesus brought. We've looked at the Jesus-shaped God. We looked at what it meant to live like Jesus. We've looked at living the old story in the new day. I'm just making sure I'm in the right area. Yes, I am. In the new day. We've brought hope to the world and looked at holiness and hope. We looked at what it means to have life in the kingdom. We looked at living life together. We explored the spirit who transforms us in the book of Acts. And then last term, we broke the mold by hosting interviews with our church, looking and discussing our own spiritual journeys and how we can encourage each other along the way. We can also look back and see what spiritual disciplines that we've been encouraging each other in and exploring. We've used Bible reading plans now for a good number of years, running alongside our teaching plans. We have pressed into Sabbath. We've encouraged prayer walking And most recently, we've been exploring the discipline of silence and stillness. All of these disciplines of prayer, of scripture, of silence and Sabbath, we saw modeled by Jesus 2,000 years ago. And we've learned that putting these habits or disciplines together, that they stack. They don't just replace each other. You don't pick one up and put another one down. And we have an awesome church family here where we support each other to establish these rhythms and root them into our faith and into our lives. That's a lot. We've covered a lot. And that's just a bit of our looking back. And we have to look back to be thankful. We have to look back to see on the journey we've been. And I might touch on a few of those bits as we come together. But I'm going to move on to the where are we now? Where are we now? Well, I believe that we're stepping into a new season. And this is clearly marked by a change in leadership. But this doesn't negate the past and the preparation that we've laid down in getting to this stage. And it also doesn't mean that it's all change. We've prepared ourselves over a number of years to get to this position, this new season. And it doesn't mean that it's all change from here on now. I personally feel that we are recognizing that we need to refocus and to deepen our foundations in God. God is wanting to prepare us during this season to get us ready for what's to come. And wants to prepare us as a church collectively, but also wants to prepare our own individual lives to prepare us for what's yet to come. Pete Scazzaro famously has been on a journey, and he said, after having been on a journey of realizing his relationship with God was a mile wide, but was only an inch deep, he discovered that the problem wasn't the Christian faith itself, but rather the way that he'd been discipled and the way that we're making disciples. A mile wide faith, but an inch deep. I don't know if anyone can relate to that, that they've got maybe a broad relationship with God, but maybe on reflection, the roots of that only might go an inch deep into your life. Pete goes on and turns this around to say that it's better to have foundations an inch wide, but rooted a mile deep in God, allowing God deep into your life to access you right to your core. And we've started doing this journey. This isn't something that we're saying this is what we need to do now. We've started this. We can look back over the teaching series. We can look back over our spiritual disciplines and also through the courses that we've started running, the emotionally healthy courses, which all point towards growing together and growing our relationship deeper. And before I move on too far and I want to head into what's coming next, I just wanted to look back at a prophetic word that Emma Stark gave us. She gave us it back in 2018. That's going back a few years now. I think she was stood pretty much right there when we were facing that way. And I had a really, really exciting Friday night. And the leadership team know that because I started messaging lots on the WhatsApp chat. I'm looking back over this word that Emma gave us, just to explore where we are in this season with that same word. She gave us a word, and I wanted to look and pinpoint what have we been through, what might still be yet to come, but also what we're looking at right now. And I've got a few key bits that I'd like to read out to you. Some bits of particular things I'm just going to read out, and you can ponder over, and let the Holy Spirit talk to you about personally. And other bits to have a few extra thoughts on. So I just pulled out a few bullet points going through. Emma said, "In the DNA of this church is to do greater works and move in the gift of miraculous powers." She declared that new means new. She said that the call for us is to be a pioneering family. And we wear the pioneering mantle for this region. And I think that resonated particularly with me, looking at us as part of the pioneer family and being a pioneering church. And we are recognized by pioneer in this region. I know we don't talk a huge amount about Pioneer. We've got a strong relationship with them, and I'm going to come back to talk about Pioneer a bit later. But they do recognize us as a leading church. They do recognize River Church for who we are and what we bring, and we work together strongly alongside them. Emma said that God will restore joy to us. There was one that particularly I glossed over and then came back to thinking, oh my goodness, this is so where we are right now. And Emma said four words: reorganizing, restructuring, reframing, realigning, to get the body ready for the new. And that really, really resonated with me. I looked back and saw our reorganizing that came back kind of like probably around the 2018, 2019 period. We were reorganizing things a bit internally. We then restructured. Well, we had our restructuring as the River Churches 3 years ago. 3 years ago. Yeah, I'll go with that. Reframing. I believe that we are in this position right now. We are in a reframing and realigning position right now. We are reframing some of our value here and creating and setting a vision. And this is realigning to get the body ready for new. And that really spoke to me. And one final one, which I'm going to touch on briefly because it stood out to me again, and it's one that we have had lots of conversations about, and we're going to talk about this a bit more in 3 weeks' time, so come back for that. But Emma said, no building yet, but the purpose, no building yet, but pursue the building. Get the building team in place. Camping in Altwood is the wilderness season. And like I said, I'm not going to spend any more time reflecting on that, but just wanted to touch on it, and we'll be talking about that in a few weeks' time. It's really important to look back at different words River has been given over the different seasons, to pray over them, to respond to them, to weigh them. And I invite you to do the same. All of our talks and our messages, they are online. You can go back, you can dig them out, you can listen to them. If there's something particularly you can't find, give us a shout, I'll see what I can do. So if you do want to go back and find Emma's words, she spoke in November of 2018. So that kind of wraps up the where are we now, and I'm going to spend the rest of my message talking about the where are we heading. And the vision that we are setting is not just painting a picture, as Dan said, for the coming year, but we are going to be painting a picture for the coming season ahead. And we as a leadership team really felt called to focus on two key priorities. And these were formation and community. And this is where our visual prompts will come into play. Because the first one we're going to be talking about is spirit. Yeah, go for it, Dan, if you'd like to. The first banner, please. The poles are behind. Best of luck. He's got it. Spiritual formation and discipline. And this falls in line really closely and has similarities to River's vision of looking on the face of Christ, but it expands on it further. When we intentionally enter into God's presence, when we intentionally enter into God's presence and see the goodness of God in our lives and through his word, it must lead us to change. And while we have recently mentioned about our spiritual disciplines that we've been looking at, which are part of our backbone of our formation, I want to mention that we want to keep adding to these disciplines. We want to challenge each other. It's not easy to add more spiritual disciplines to your life, but it really does form that backbone of spiritual formation. And we're going to be pressing more into other disciplines like fasting, simplicity, confession, submission, and that's just to name a few. I shared a talk, remember back in the autumn we did a service where we were in a circle, and I played a message from Pete Hughes when he was teaching at Wildfires, and he declared that freedom leads to formation. In other words, that accepting Christ, it leads us to change. And we've spoken about this through the year, and we're wanting to you can have the next one up, Dan. And we're wanting to launch this through our discipleship. And this is how we're going to be running through our change. Jesus calls us to be his disciples. And this starts with spending time with him. sitting with him and spending time in prayer and in silence and reading our Bibles. And that's all of our being with Jesus. And this leads us onto the fact that we are called to conform into the image of God, meaning it's to become more like Jesus. Our being leads us into our becoming. That freedom, that space we spend with God leads us into our formation, our change, and our becoming more like Jesus. In Romans 12, verse 1 and 2, it says, I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, by the mercy of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, by testing you may discern what is the will of God and what is good and acceptable and perfect. Or as it says in the NLT version, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way that you think, and then you'll learn to know what God's will is for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. And after our being and our becoming, it leads us to action. It leads us to do what we saw Jesus do in his own work and Jesus' own disciples and what they did in the early church. It's a springboard into our doing, if you can see the bottom, doing as Jesus did. And this isn't new. We've spoken about this discipleship plan certainly this last year, and God's talking about it a lot in churches. In fact, we were putting this together. When was this? We started talking about this probably last spring, and we talked about this in the autumn with the leadership team. And I've got a book on order, which is probably due to arrive this week, from John Mark Comer, which is also titled "Be Become." Come and do. It's not something that's new, but it's something that is important and powerful. So what does this doing look like? Dan, can I have the next one up, please? In River, we are all about family, our community of friends and our fellow disciples here. Building a relationship with one another is an important part of life. It's an important part of life. And it's important because we are able to walk alongside each other. We're able to confide in each other. We're able to celebrate with each other. We're able to sharpen each other as we wrestle with theology and deep questions. But the word of community is like a double-edged sword. And it's not just about the inward-looking community, but it's also just as much about our outward-looking community. It's about our love for those that are yet to step into a relationship with God. And in many ways, we are already doing this as a church. We're doing work with like ladybirds in CAP. We're doing schools work. We're prayer walking. We're supporting the asylum seekers. We supply Christmas hampers out. We're working on our own personal front lines. We're sending out missionaries, and we support those missionaries. And there are so many other areas that we are caring for our community in really, really intentional ways. And this is all alongside how we are bringing the light and the love of the kingdom of God into all areas of our communities that aren't even our intentional outreach, where we just walk and we are bringing the life and love of Jesus where we go. So what's different? Well, unsurprisingly, we haven't been doing anything wrong in these areas, but we have a greater and greater love for Maidenhead and for our community, and we want to see Maidenhead impacted. We want to see a revival in Maidenhead. We need to have a church who are prepared for what God wants to do. So we will be praying more and more and exploring that more and more, and I think I missed the bottom of that. Yeah, so we're looking at how we can do this more. We really feel God is speaking to us and challenging us. How can we do more to do with community? Both looking after our church family, but also looking after our community and reaching out into our community. And that's an area, certainly, that we can spend time on more and more and are looking for people to champion different areas. Share what God's put on your heart and where we can walk as a church family with that together. And finally, thanks, Dan, we'll have the last one up. Finally, we get back to our theme of rivers. A verse that we recognize. A verse that we nearly recognize. So let me draw you back to our vision series title, Rivers of Life. And with our core river verse there, thanks, Dan. And with our core river verse there, I'm not going to say a huge amount more about this. You'll need to come back next week, because if I say too much about rivers, I'm going to be taking away from Dan's talk, which is exploring about rivers. And Dan's going to be painting a picture of rivers running through scriptures next week. So I don't want to spend too much time talking about that. But it is an area that we resonate with. It is an area of importance in the life of River Church. And this verse is really important because... This verse is really important because we see in Ezekiel 47, we see a river that's flowing out of the temple to water the land. And that grows deeper and deeper as it flows further. And it's bringing a source of fresh water for life to thrive in. And this is a really clear verse, and it paints a real clear picture of our two priorities as a leadership team for this season. We've got formation over this side, and we've got community over this side. We've got depth, growing deeper and walking deep in the river, and we've got the life that river brings. So that was a rattle through. It was a look back, where we can look back at what God's done in the last season. It's looking at where we are now and positioned right now, stepping into the new season, and some of our direction that takes us through into this new season. I'm aware that I skimmed the surface of a lot of these areas, but that's intentional because, like I said at the start, this isn't a one-off vision message. Otherwise, you'd be here all day and we need to provide lunch, then you have to come back in the room again. This is a part of a seven-week series. So if you're not around for one of the weeks, I really, really encourage you to go back and watch the talk so you don't miss anything, because this is going to be really important and imperative to absorb, and so we can point back over the coming season towards these messages. And these banners are going to temporarily, I'm going to say temporarily lightly, are going to temporarily replace our Look, Live banners, our Look, Love, Live. It's not saying our Look, Love, Live values and our vision as River Church is disappearing. But for a season, we've got some new visual prompts at the front to help point us and direct us and guide us so that we can have these burned into our retinas and we can stand here on a Sunday with a talk on whatever and go, and that's why it's important. So I actually stole this verse, this sentence from Dan. I have to be upfront and honest about it right here, because Heike would also like to steal the sentence from Dan quite possibly as well. And it really, really nicely summarizes this series. So I do thank you, Dan, for writing this in some of our notes we put together. And this really nicely summarizes this series in one sentence. We are being watered by the Spirit to grow more like Jesus, such that we can't help but bring life wherever we live. I hope this kind of provides a bit of an excitement, a bit of a catalyst to this next few weeks and into this next season. And like I said last week, I am so excited to be joining it with you guys. And it's going to be a really awesome season. And it's going to be a season of doing stuff, but it's also going to be a season of preparing, digging into God, growing deeper with Him, which leads us to even bigger and greater things that God's got prepared for us, which we are praying about, looking for, and really excited to see what that leads to. Back to you, Dan.